Let me call this meeting to order, and we'll begin with a pledge of allegiance by all of us, and then I'll offer a prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Free to sit or stand or whatever makes sense. Our Father in heaven, we're grateful to be assembled here in the cause of ensuring a healthy, safe, ample water supply for our beloved communities up here. As always, we ask for guidance and wisdom that we may be smart in our decisions, that we may be kind and civil and discuss all the relevant facts. And we pray for that blessing, thanking thee for all things that we receive from thee. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
That must be Brett.
Has anyone heard there's an election coming up? I don't know if has anyone ever got any emails or anything. Vote, everybody vote. And I'm not talking about the water board, I'm talking about generally.
Brett is caller one.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, you know what? Do you have extra pens? Christy, you need one. Sorry, well, he doesn't.
I use his.
Oh, I don't want to use yours.
No, I use his.
Okay. It's a sherry thing.
He's got an extra.
You don't.
This is lunch.
You don't chew on them, right?
No,
all right, let's do a roll call. Let's start in the room with Larry.
Larry Bagshaw present.
Corey Ozer was present.
George Gorkowski present.
Sharon Hillman present.
And online, Victor?
Victor Tayo present.
Thank you. And Brent, is that you?
Brent Pruitt present.
Thank you very much. We have a quorum. First, next item of business is to call for a motion to approve the minutes of the September 26th.
Yes, so moved.
I second it.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Those are approved. Let's jump right into reports to the board, starting with Paul Hendricks with the program manager's report.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and board. Kind of interesting, we were talking about quite a number of things today, and as you recall, a couple of weeks ago, we had a visit from Whitman Water Infrastructure Finance Authority, and that site visit and inspection and tour of the facilities, as well as checking all the paperwork, came out real good, no issues. Thanks to the good record keeping and the way that the projects are going. And that brought us back to a discussion this morning that in February of 18, we started having discussions about this. We've been under contract with the district under this contract providing services for all that time. So.
6 years.
By. We were just kids.
6 years.
6 years. So here we are. So the dashboard is available online for the public to be able to see how we're coming on the projects.
So and just interrupt, right, that 6 years has brought replacement of 17 miles of old infrastructure.
Yep.
At about a quarter of our total infrastructure, all done with low cost, very, very, very low cost, 1% loans or forgivable loans.
Yep.
And grants. I wasn't involved here for the first half of that. It's Herculean work. And I'm grateful for it.
For sure. The White Oak Cedar Meadows project essentially has been finished, the original project. The additional change order to finish that area out is ongoing, and we think it'll be substantially complete in early to mid-November, and then that'll wrap up that area. Portals 1 and 2, they are scheduled to be finished November 29th. They're well along the last section up there. Will be tested and installed coming up shortly. They're putting service lines in and doing paving. I'm sure the residents in that area appreciate getting the paving done. The amazing thing about all of these pipeline projects is it used to be the main job of the district staff was to fix leaks and water main breaks and service line breaks and all those sorts of things. And now they're being able to accomplish a lot of the things that your manager will be talking about. We had a bid opening today, 2 p.m. on the SV3 project. That would be for equipping the facility with a permanent pump and water storage tank and booster station. So we're evaluating the bid now with the engineer, and we'll be back to the board making a recommendation moving forward from there. We continue to process all of the required documents. Sunrise Engineering has a full-time resident project representative inspector, and we also meet on a regular basis with district staff and the engineers and the project construction people to address any issues that come up. We're just pleased with the current contractor that's doing the work up there. They seem to be just very comprehensive on thing. Any issues that come up, they address those without any issues. And I just am pleased to be part of the team. Our company is glad to serve you. I look forward to reporting in next month. And as we get into the last week of November and on into the holidays, these projects are wrapping up. I think we closed out the engineering loan. And so that's a good sign and a part of a milestone. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Paul. Board, any questions for Paul?
Nope.
Okay. The field operations report, Steve.
I guess, if you don't know me, I'm Steve Dolan, the operational manager for the district. I always start off my report with how many leaks Kyle and our team have corrected with an estimated water loss. It's not to scare you, it's just to let you know what we do during the week. So this past month, we've corrected 8 water leaks, estimated 127,000 of loss of water, 127,000 gallons. It's what they do. I just said it's what they do. If they correct the water loss. I thought you were confused for a second.
Sorry.
All right, so keep things moving. We do have a new piece of equipment. It's a Vermeer front loader. It is a beautiful piece of machinery. Kyle fought hard to get it. He got everybody to sign off on it, thanks to Sharon and Christy. So we have that new piece of equipment, which we're very happy. It's much more convenient for us, and the methods we have to get it to and from our job sites, which is one of the reasons why I'm going to skip past the 5 meters and go for the bids on our backhoe. If all you guys can see, we've got our old backhoe out there now that we're auctioning off. It's great, it runs, it's just not good for us. So the starting bid's $15,000. We'll open up the bids November 22nd. So we're hoping that we can get rid of that. Which that now takes me back to, we are again released 5 meters again this month. That takes me up to 65 to date. We've released 5 meters, well, 5 customer meters. Some of them have had more meters, but 65 to date is where we're at. We're participating, in case you haven't noticed, some of our decor. We're participating in the trunk or treat down at the firehouse. If you guys can make it, we're going to have a great display. Kim's got the dump truck. You can pull it out there. Probably cops can go there for big spiders. And I mean, it's just fun stuff that we like to do with the community. Thank you, Paul, for your donation on the candy. We've gotten quite a bit of donations, but it's a fun thing. We're looking forward to it. The kids love it. And we love the fire department, so we kind of work hand in hand. One of the projects coming up that we have, and it's not up for bid yet, but Christy, Kyle, and I took it upon ourselves. We have the area to the south here called Pine Cove. It's a big loop system. It's about 6,400 plus lineal feet of pipe that we're going to be replacing. Where I'm getting with this is that last night we held a meeting in-house here with as many people as could get in or that wanted to come. And we kind of let them know this is coming, what to expect. We're going to hold another one after we get the bids back from the general contractor so we understand durations, timelines, and how long they're going to be out. We also understand that they're going to be out of water quite a bit. Unfortunately, those old projects like Pine Cove, we don't have as-builts of what's where underneath. By the time we're done, our new whole system will be complete and we'll have as-builts. So it was well received. The community liked it. Christy did a great job. Kyle stood up and kind of walked him through the whole pipe. And we had exhibits showing them, you know, what we're taking out, what we're putting in. So it was well received, and I think it's a good idea. Any more future projects that we do like this, I think we're going to start doing more of it to get the community involved prior to when we're doing it, so we're ready. Last thing is that Kyle and his group are working on our, I don't remember the last time we did an ADA project, but right around over across the street from Uncle Tom's by the LDS Church, we are doing a ADOT work over there to extend the water main out past the church to put in three residential meters in there. It requires a lot of work, a lot of our coordinated effort with ADOT as far as the permit goes. How long did that take us?
8 months.
So I just lost $5. I guess.
Ha ha, trick you.
Who do you think brought the question? Would you afterwards?
Nice cut. Good job. Nice cut.
Yeah. So anyway, we've just done the first couple of days of that. So we've gotten some people that have honked and waved and said hi. We've got other people that we don't care. We're doing it right. We're in the right way. So really about, other than that, my team is about as good as I think I can get right now. The guys in the field are awesome. Kyle has given great leadership. Oh, yes, my bad. Okay. Chrissy doesn't have a member on this, but...
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I need to put notes on, Steve.
All right. So, we're going to start producing this quarterly?
Yes, at the very least.
Okay.
When we get good at it, maybe we'll do it more often.
Yeah, so you'll have information that we're going to produce and mail out to everybody. It shows the new piece of equipment, shows some of the information we're doing, how we're over 44,565 lineal foot of water line that we replaced. It's good information. Here's our team. But the girls, along with Kyle's help, are going to be producing this probably quarterly and sending it out to you so that you get a little bit more information of what we're doing. We're trying to just do a little... trying to keep the communication lines open. And that's another reason why we had a meeting last night. So, does anybody have any questions for me?
Will those come out in our water bill? Or? That is the goal, to try to get them to come out in the water bills, or with your water bill, possibly email. Like, we might use multiple mediums to get it out to you, but we do want to have it eventually distributed just like the water bill, and the water bill comes out. That's the hope. So we're working on it, right? The first one is just a basic, I think we did an email blast and available on our Facebook page for the first edition.
Yeah, a lot of people don't get mailed water bills.
Yeah, a lot of people, we're going to do, the hope is to work it out so it comes with your bill. So whether you get your bill emailed or you get your bill in the mail, then you get this little guy with a good idea. Yeah.
All right, so if nobody either online or the board or you guys have any more questions for me, then I'll step down, we'll move on.
Just one thing, Steve, the Pine Cove project is out for bid. Oh yeah, technically it's out for bid right now.
Right, I thought we just advertised, but okay, I'm glad it is out for bid.
Yes, so. It is.
You're not even in the
loop. Fairly not. Fast around here.
Yeah, sit still for 5 minutes. Anyway. thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. It's so much good work being done by everyone, and including the field team. So appreciated. Treasurer's report, Sharon.
Treasurer's report will be posted to the website tomorrow. The only
indication that I want to tell you is that the engineering loan, the 1% engineering loan we had for 3 years with WIPA, has been paid off. We only used $1,410,000 of it. It was a loan for $2.5 million, so we gave back $1 million to WIPA. I would have liked to have kept it, but it was restricted for that project work. So this is the last time that'll be in this report, since it's now been paid off. And we're working on getting the construction stuff in so that the construction loan can be paid off within the next 12 months.
Okay.
And then we'll be just moving on with other smaller projects that the district can do without seeking more funding.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for Sharon on the treasurer's report? Thank you. Secretary's report?
None.
Vice chairman's report?
None. My laptop broke. I got to figure out how to get the information off of my solid state drive now.
Our district attorney warned us that he may be late or not come because of a previous hearing.
Right? He said a hearing.
That he said it started like 1 or something like that.
Yeah.
But it said it.
Well, it's at the ACC, so that's what.
Oh, I see. I see. In terms of the chairman's report, I know there was a meeting last week to talk about, you know, candidates, because there's an election coming up for the board, among other things. Just encourage people to inform themselves and vote based on what sounds and feels right to you. If those on the new board work as well as the way I feel the current board has worked, then we'll continue to be in good hands. We have the next item is public comments regarding issues not on the agenda. And have one blue card from Lisa, right? Lisa Campbell, come
Hi,
on.
Steve.
Stand.
I just want a couple clarifications, and I'm going to get the hell out of here. So is it your policy to charge people for dead people's water bills? I just want to know.
You're going to have to explain that one.
Okay, I'll clarify. A friend of mine has a few houses down in the valley, has one up here, buys on the court steps a house from Cochise, you know, or Glob or whatever, you know, he's up in Glob, he's buying it on the court steps, he's buying this house. Well, apparently the guy died, it went into probate, and all the time his water bill is going every month, and Michael couldn't get a COO to get into his house unless he paid the back charges. Is that the normal operation around here? I didn't know about this until Michael told me, based on the pressure problems that I've been having, and then we started talking about y'all and everything else. He goes, I couldn't even get a COO to get into the house until I paid the water bill from dead guy. And I go, how is that even reasonable? And he goes, and you know, Lisa, it just got so far behind and so far behind, and I forgot about it, and it comes up every once in a while. And he goes, if you go to the meeting, please ask, is that their policy?
One clarifying question. Was anybody here notified that?
You know, I've known everybody on the board for a long time. I used to know, I mean, all of everybody, and I was like, yeah, y'all are new faces to me.
I mean, did everybody say that he died? Tell the water board. We might not have even known.
Yeah, you guys might have known him because he was here forever. He was already going on year 9 of his remodel, year 9. So he's Dan, Don, whatever his name was. But anyway, and Michael just said, ask the board their clarification on it. He may come forward and say, I know this was a few years ago, but still, I had to pay a dead guy's water bill just to get my water turned on. You know, and it was, I don't know who was here then, I don't know anything about it. Just something for you guys to think about and have a discussion about how you're going to handle it in the future, because he was really upset. Yeah.
Can I ask the service address?
It's Bradshaw, I can't tell you Bradshaw, it's next to Bags and Diane. It's.
I know Bags.
Steve, stop. He knows Bags.
North or south of
it's the Bags and Diane, then there's a little rock house, and it's their house, Santa Padre. It's Michael and Barbara Santa Padre.
Okay.
Okay, now my issue, pressure. We've talked, thank you. No, none of you guys know this. You don't know me, I get it. I live on water tanks, so you are only allowed on my road because you're a utility. That's truth. That's how it is. That's the law. Anyway, okay, I live up there, I keep my mouth shut, I keep my eyes down, and I keep lookout for things. And I wake up one morning and my backyard fire hydrant, Friesel's fire hydrant, is spewing. Okay. I know it's older and I know there's that pin at the top and it gets worn out and you have to replace them. So I just tell my husband, go get another one, we'll replace it. Call a friend who's a plumber, and I said, who do you recommend? Call Mark. He comes out and he goes, yeah, let's replace this. And he goes, have you checked your water pressure? No, not lately. It's always been in the 40-45 pound range, which is a great range, right? Puts the pressure tester on, he goes, you're at over 90. And I go, oh my God, what? And he goes, you're at over 90. And I go, my husband's toilet blew up. My freezer to freeze ice cubes is going backwards and I'm spewing water everywhere. No wonder. And I said, I didn't know. And he goes, well, let's first turn down your handle a little bit. So, and then I call and I do what the boys say, your boys, his boys, which I love, by the way. They've done such a great job. They're up at the water tank, and I'm right there. And I go out and talk to them, and they said, no, if it's at 90, it's an us problem. It's not a you problem. And I said, well, yeah, that's what I believe. I know that it happened in my house in Phoenix and my house down in Rainbow Valley. I got it. Thanks. Bye. He said, call in a work order. So I did. And they came, I don't know if it was you or not, they called me and said, hey, Lisa, yeah, you're right. It's over 90. And then whoever it was that called me said, and that's a you problem to fix, not an us problem. I go, oh, wait a minute. Your guys' issue, as far as I know and I've always been told, from wherever your source is to your meter is your problem. And then from my meter to my house is my problem. Well, if you're feeding me the problem, isn't it still your problem? Isn't it still your problem? I'm just asking.
We really can't answer by law. You could talk to Adam.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, yeah. In the end, this brought up some light that got switched on, and one of the boys, I'm 61, they're all boys to me, one of the boys goes up and they find a valve, apparently, that wasn't handled properly, wasn't turned on all the way, or wasn't set properly. It was causing me, I don't know about all my neighbors, I know it was me on water tank, to go way up over the normal range. And what they did is they opened or whatever, released this valve down to Gila Road, and all of a sudden, moment, I go back down to 43 pounds. Problem solved. I'm good to go. But these kind of issues in the future, if I call and say my husband's toilet's breaking up, and literally, that cost me $200 to have Mark come out and replace that freezeless hydrant, while not Pine Strawberry Water District's equipment problem per se, that fire hydrant would have, it was fine, it was old, but it was fine. It would have never done that had the pressure not been so bad. It kept blowing the handle open full blast until I had to finally change it, okay? I ain't asking for money back. I've already paid for it, it's done, I'm good to go. I don't care, I don't want that fight. I just want, I've only ever been in this room twice, okay? And that was scary, to know that my water pressure, due to a mistake, had gone up so high, and I was told that it's a me problem. Well, not technically, because in Phoenix, in Rainbow Valley, and in Glendale, I had water problems in all my husband's house, my house, my ex-husband's house. And they all three at one point had problems. It's the water company's fault. One had to put in a new pump to give me more pressure. The other two had to put in PR, whatever, valves, pressure reducing valves to lessen the problem. Okay, and here I am, and I'm told it's a me problem. I don't think so. I mean, I was looking up case law. I was going to come in here like a bull in a china shop. It's fixed. I'm glad about it, but I just don't think that I should have to. I should have to rely on myself to anybody being ignorant out there in the water company that they're not checking this stuff, and I'm not going to start blowing up things. I mean, like, should I just at least go put a reader on me? That those are $25. They're cheap. I get it, but seriously, I don't want to call again and be told it's a me problem when that shouldn't be a me problem. It obviously wasn't a me problem because a valve was screwed up, so.
Has your issue been resolved?
My issue's been resolved. I just want to know going forward, I want people to talk to each other about things that might be wrong or things that they can fix. I'd have never known. Your boy shook my hand and said, thank you, Lisa, for putting in that work order, because if you wouldn't have called, we would have never known. And I said, if my plumber wouldn't have showed up because of a valve, a freezeless hydrant, I would have never known, you know, other than my toilet's blown up. How many people go through that issue? Okay, just saying. So, no, I mean, maybe talking is wrong to you guys. I don't know. But I would just like to have something on the books that said, I talked to you guys about it today. I want it to be out there that we need to conversate. And one of the notes I put down here is for you guys. Two things you guys were not aware of, you've not been a part of, you've been around for it probably. First of all, again, water tank is a private road. Okay, we pay a lot of money to improve that road and keep it nice. You guys haven't done crap in months. Nothing. Heavy equipment, trucks up and down all day. You used to come in and grade it every once in a while and help us out because we're in the middle of cleaning bar ditches and everything else, and it's not been done in a long time. So if you could check on that, Steve. And notices, talk to us. Again, we're private. We own that land. The six or eight of us do, okay? You're only allowed up there because you're the water company. And that's what we allow. That's fine. But talk to us. Nobody told us about that. You guys don't even know what we were told when they first started that big thing at the top of the hill. They basically said, oh, we'll let you know when to move all your cars. I said, really? How is that? They said, oh, you're going to have to move them off your property down somewhere where we... I said, let me see the insurance policy for my car. Let me see how you're going to have a golf cart out here every single day to take me back and forth to my house. And, you know, they're all like, ooh. And Mountain, that your Mountain View, Mountain whatever company, they need to talk to us, not just you, but to us on Water Tank and see what we want, like we talked about the rocks the other day. I've said my piece.
Thank you.
There's a couple of those issues.
You this?
Yeah. There's a couple of those issues that Steve can deal with. The first two we'll take and get back to you. The way I've documented them are built up bills. Do they transfer to a new owner? We'll take it offline.
In the event of a death, or
I think any event.
I would have to look into the detail of the account too.
Okay, so let's talk about that offline. But that's the issue, and the other issue is. I thought I wrote it down. The second issue is. I'll get it, but thank you.
Okay. No, thank you guys, and literally, they have my phone over there, they're not getting a hold of me, it's not a big deal. I just, you know, drag across there every once in a while, and excuse me, why get rid of the little guy?
We kept the little guy, we're getting rid of the big guy.
Well, I was going to say the one that you guys are going to sell right there. Mm-hmm. I don't know, the other one will blow up in a week and need a backup. Just saying.
Point taken.
Well, you know, sometimes if you have a reasonable amount of time to outsource parts and stuff to fix a break, and you have a backup, it's always a good thing.
Oh, Lisa, look at the time.
I know. Awful, isn't it? I know. Way past the dog's food time.
Thanks for coming in.
Bye.
Thank you.
Talk to you next week.
Thank you.
Hopefully not. Just divorce me, please. Good Lord. I got too many guns, Steve.
She probably does.
She threatened to cut off body parts. Of my boys. If they don't slow down. Anyway.
Moving on.
Should warned you, Corey.
Sorry. You know, and sometimes I'll let it run, just get it off the chest. And...
Yeah.
Number 8, identifying potential agenda items for the next board meeting on December 5th. Is that December 5th still valid? That's valid,
yes.
Right? We moved it off of...
Yes.
Thanksgiving.
Or off of Halloween.
Are we moving
Thanksgiving.
Christmas one too?
Are we not having
that's,
one?
We haven't talked about moving Christmas yet because it's after Christmas.
Yeah, I was thinking.
But
just eliminated.
For next month, we should have bids on the Pine Cove project.
Correct.
Okay, Pine Cove bids. Anything else?
We may call a meeting prior to that, a special meeting to do the Pine Cove project so that we can get it awarded. We can't really wait until December to award that.
Nope.
Absolutely.
We've got some
and they
critical
know we're coming as quick as we can.
So special meeting in advance.
Yeah.
Thanks for getting with the community on that one. Like you said, good template to carry forward.
Do we want to handle the delinquent accounts bit next time?
Delinquent accounts? Let's throw that out there and discuss it. And yeah, let's do that. What was our second? Anyway. I'll think about it. Thought I wrote them both down. Okay, anything else? Potential items?
Victor, you have anything?
No, I'm good.
All right, how about
Brent?
Brent.
No, I've been a builder 46 years and I haven't lived here that long, but everywhere I've ever built,
requires a CRV valve. So, I mean, on the houses, I would recommend everyone have one, period.
Right.
Because water can fluctuate, and for all kinds of reasons, as you guys know. So you don't want to get hardly any pressure and then the right pressure trying to keep it from getting too high. So.
Well, Brett, I know you don't know this, but with every new meter we're putting in, we are putting VRVs on there as part of the deal.
Mm-hmm. No.
The new ones?
Check
valves. Oh, just check valves. I'm sorry. That's correct. Check valves.
They usually go inside the crawl space or in the house where the water enters the house.
Before it gets to the water heater,
it could be at the water heater.
Okay. Brent, I just wanted to add, Christy, if you guys don't mind, that issue was addressed this week, and I believe that one of the other individuals, someone else on water tank, called to complain that their water pressure was too low now. But it is correct. It is as it should be per parameters or whatever Jim would...
Operational parameters.
It is...
Our legal corrected. PSI is 20 to 80.
There, thank you. So that it has been corrected on in that area. So.
Okay.
If we wanted to talk about moving the meeting in December, if we don't think we're going to need to have a meeting in December, we could do it the first week of January, which is normally we always have a meeting the first week of January to install the new board members and all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
But that would be January 2nd, right after New Year's.
Yeah, I would think we do the 9th, right? I don't know. 2nd is probably pushing it for a lot of people.
Yeah, after New Year's Day. We can maybe do it on Tuesday the 7th instead of waiting until Thursday.
Yeah, get the new board up and running, right? And
yeah, because the old members are done at the end of December.
Right.
There's 4 spaces that are going to be done, and 4 spaces that have to be filled, so
right. You
don't want to go very long without having those
people
installed.
I like the idea of the 7th.
The 7th? Okay. Let's move the December meeting to January 7th, then.
We have that right now. Okay.
I guess we don't have that on the agenda, but... while we're talking about things for the next meeting, that can be on the meeting to move it to the 7th.
Okay. Thank you, everyone. Do I hear a motion to
adjourn? Motion to adjourn.
Second?
Second.
And all those in favor of adjourning this meeting, say aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Thank you very much. Thanks for coming, and talk to you soon. We'll reconvene.